Spotlight. This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on Swasth Nari Sashakt Parivar Abhiyan and other initiatives launched by Prime Minister. The participants are Aditi Tandon, Senior Journalist, and Anubha Rohatge, Anchor.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched several key programs focusing on health, nutrition, tribal welfare and industry in Madhya Pradesh today. These included the Swasth Nari Sashakt Parivar Abhiyan and the 8th edition of Poshan Maha. To discuss these initiatives in detail, I am now joined by political analyst Aditi Tandon. Aditi, welcome to Akashvani's Spotlight program.
Thank you so much.
Let's listen to this report from our Bhopal correspondent.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today launched the nationwide Swasth Nari Sashakt Parivar campaign and the 8th Rashtriya Poshan Maha from Bhainsola village in Dhar district. The Prime Minister also laid the foundation stone for the country's largest PM Mitra Park. Under the Swasth Nari Sashakt Parivar campaign, more than 1 lakh health camps will be organized across the country by 2nd October. These camps will offer free health checkups and medicines for women. In his address, the Prime Minister urged to avail these health checkups at the camps. While laying the foundation stone for India's largest integrated textile park in Dhar district, the Prime Minister said that this PM Mitra Park will bring new energy into the country's textile industry. This park will be developed on 2,150 acres. It will provide employment to 3 lakhs youths and also ensure fair prices for farmers' produce. Prime Minister also announced the launch of the Madhya Pradesh version of the Adi Seva Parv. He emphasized that this campaign will act as a bridge between tribal communities and various government welfare schemes. During the program, the Prime Minister distributed the 1 crore screening card for sickle cell anemia in the state. The Prime Minister transferred financial assistance to more than 15 lakh women directly into their bank accounts under the Pradhan Mantri Matravandan Yojana. Highlighting the importance of promoting Made in India products during the festive season, the Prime Minister said that the people should purchase only Indian-made goods. With the report of Prashant Sharma, Abhishek Katiyar, Akashwani News, Bhopal.
Aditi, what is the main objective and features of the Swasth Nari Sashakt Parivar Abhiyan that was inaugurated today by Prime Minister Modi? And how will it address the critical gaps in maternal and child health in the country?
See, the announcement made by Prime Minister Modi today is very significant, and it is not a one-off announcement. It is part of the government's policy continuum with respect to maternal and child health. So what is interesting is that Prime Minister should choose a state like Madhya Pradesh, a large tribal population where sickle cell anemia is a huge, huge issue. He's gone there on his birthday, 75th birthday, and announced a very important massive mass health campaign whereby he is inviting women to come to government health centers, make use of a number of health camps that are going to be organized from today, which is Prime Minister's birthday, until October 2, which is the birth anniversary of Mahatma Gandhi. So during this Seva Pakhwada, which is a traditional campaign of the ruling dispensation, they do it every year around Prime Minister's birthday. The idea is to organize 1 lakh health camps in government facilities across the country and invite women to come and avail of these facilities. There are not only basic tests available like for BP or hemoglobin, you do your diabetes screening, but there are also tests available for certain segment of cancer screenings. For instance, breast cancer can be screened. You can screen cervical cancer. But women are being encouraged through these programs to develop that health-seeking behavior.
Prime Minister also spoke about today. He spoke about the various initiatives undertaken by his government in the last few years to make the lives of women easier. Let's listen into what he had to say.
Mera hamesha prayas raha hai ki mataon behnon ka jeevan aasan banaun, unki mushkilein kam karun. Swachh Bharat Abhiyan ke tahat bane karodon shauchalay, Ujjwala Yojana ke jariye diye gaye karodon muft gas connection, ghar ghar pani pahunchane ke liye Jal Jeevan Mission, 5 lakh rupaye tak muft ilaaj ki suvidha dene ki Ayushman Yojana, in sabhi ne माताओं बहनों के जीवन की मुश्किलें कम की है.
Now, when you talk about a program of such massive proportions, the implementation becomes, you know, very critical. So what are the challenges that are likely to be there for the implementation of such a program?
See, I don't think implementation will be a challenge for a government of the scale of the current dispensation. What is a challenge is to actually bring women to get these tests done. The challenge is to get women to demand health-seeking behavior. There is no problem in organizing health camps across already existing primary health centers, which are being called Arogya Mandirs now. Health and wellness centers, yes. You know, so many have been opened already under the Ayushman Bharat component. Ayushman Bharat has two components. One is the Ayushman Bharat yes. card, whereby poor families are getting free hospitalization up to 5 lakh every year. And then the second thing is this health and wellness centers, which is basically a government setup. These are the setups that the government is going to use to organize the health camps, where all the government officials, you will have ASHA workers, you will have skilled attendants who are all trained for these purposes. You can summon, you know, these cadres from anywhere. So the issue is not the camp. The issue is what the Prime Minister said today. Will women come and avail of these right. facilities? So we will know after the camp. So the biggest challenge, I think, will be on ASHAs, who will be expected to go door to door, at least in the rural areas, and get women to come to these camps. Because my understanding is that these are mostly meant for also women who are in faraway areas, who do not get easy access to health facilities.
So over the years, India has made progress and substantive progress when it comes to things like, you know, maternal mortality, infant mortality. But gaps persist. We see regional inequality. We see maternal and child nutrition are still, you know, areas of concern. So how can programs such as the Swasth Nari Sashakta Parivar Abhiyan help in overcoming these challenges, and especially when taken into conjunction with the already existing programs? Can you give us some details about that as well?
The most important part of Prime Minister's speech today was he emphasized the need and the challenge for the country to reduce maternal mortality ratio and infant mortality ratio. These are two big challenges for our health sector, and all governments have been grappling with it. And when we say there were 130 women who used to die against every 1 lakh births in 2014, that has drastically now come down to 93. So that's a great achievement, but we are still not there. Because, right. see, we have to reach the sustainable development target set by the United Nations, which is 70. Right now we are at 93. We have to reach 70 by 2030. But the better part of the story is that under the National Health Policy of 2017, which India developed for itself, the target that it set was 100. So we have reached below that. Right. We have attained the NHP target, but we have a long way to go towards the SDG target. Similarly, if you take the infant mortality ratio, so that has also come down from 39 in 2014 now to around 27, but even that has to come further down to around 19. So if we have to look at the SDG target.
And before we proceed further in this program, let's listen into what the Prime Minister said about the Swasth Nari Sashakt Parivar program.
Swasth Nari Sashakt Parivar ye abhiyan mataon behno ko samarpit hai. Hamara maksad hai ek bhi mahila jankari ya sansadhanon ke abhav mein gambhir bimari ka shikar na ho. ऐसी बहुत सारी बीमारियां होती हैं जो चुपचाप आती हैं और पता न चलने के कारण धीरे धीरे बहुत बड़ी बन जाती है. इसलिए इस अभियान के तहत बीपी हो, डायबिटीज हो, एनीमिया टीबी हो या कैंसर जैसी भयंकर बीमारी की संभावना हो, इन सब की जांच की जाएगी.
So, like we were talking earlier on, there have been some programs that have been initiated by this government over the years. How about those programs? Programs like Janani Shishu Suraksha Karyakram or Pradhan Mantri Surakshit Matritva Abhiyan. How are these helping in ensuring that women's health, children's health improve by the day?
You are very right when you say that a couple of programs working in conjunction are helping India progress steadily towards reduction of maternal and child mortality. The top program is the Janani Suraksha Yojana, which is a flagship program under the National Health Mission. That's the umbrella program, right. National Health Mission, right. under which the center supports states with all these components. So this particular program does what? This basically promotes institutional delivery among pregnant women, especially from the weaker socioeconomic strata like scheduled castes, scheduled tribes. You have to bring these women to the institutional delivery centers. The second very important program, which is actually cash incentive. So there's this program that's called Pradhan Mantri Matru Vandana Yojana. What it it very simply does is that at the birth of the first child can be a boy, can be a girl, the woman who comes to the health center for institutional delivery will get 5,000 rupees. This particular program has been expanded in 2022 to include one element in order to, you know, encourage families to have a girl child. So now the component says that if you have the second child, which is a girl, then you get an additional 6,000 rupees over and above this 5,000 rupee component, which you're already getting. So schemes like these come together. Then there's one scheme under which a free antenatal checkup is organized for pregnant women on the 9th of every month. So through accredited social health workers, which are the ASHAs, yes, all these women in villages know that a certain health center is going to offer a antenatal checkup on the 9th of this month. So let me go there and check myself and get myself cleared of any high risk pregnancy.
Right. Would you also say the fact that, you know, when you have programs like the Swasth Nari Sashakt Parivar programs or even the other programs that we discussed, when such programs are launched, it is also a way of bringing women into the mainstream or into the government records, because a lot of these women don't even, you know, go to qualified doctors, or they may not be going to qualified doctors for their during their pregnancy or delivery. So a lot of data is missing. This missing data is very important for the government to set its implement those goals and work on it.
See, what happens when you make such massive announcements on your birthday, the Prime Minister choosing his 75th milestone birthday to make an announcement with regard to women and child health is not just a simple health statement. It's a political statement. It is the reflection of the political will of the government to put its weight behind women and child health. And the Prime Minister also saying that in our goal to becoming Viksit Bharat, you can't do it till you have a healthy woman. He said today that if the mother is ill, the whole family is ill. And with, you know, sick human resources, you can't reach that lofty goal. So look at the statement. It is not just about this 1 lakh health camps. Right. It goes beyond.
So what are the advantages of integrating a program such as the SNSPA or the Swasth Nari Sashakt Parivar Abhiyan with existing initiatives such as the Poshan 2.0, because the Prime Minister also launched the 8th edition of Poshan Maha?
Matao, behno, betiyon ka swasth, ye hamari prathmikta hai. Garbhavati mahilaon aur betiyon ke sahi poshan ke liye bhi hamari sarkar mission mode mein kaam kar rahi hai. Aaj se hum 8वें राष्ट्रीय पोषण माह की शुरुआत कर रहे हैं. विकसित होते भारत में हमें माता मृत्यु दर और शिशु मृत्यु दर को भी जितना कम कर सकते हैं करना ही है.
सो हाउ एडवांटेजेस इट इज इन टर्म्स ऑफ बेटर डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन एंड मॉनिटरिंग ऑफ बेनिफिट्स.
See, it's very important that through these health centers and the 1 lakh camps that will happen in the coming 2 weeks, the government is going to disseminate information with regard to a lot of programs that are already running. And Poshan Abhiyan is a very important part, because you know that lactating pregnant mothers have to be given a nutritious diet, not just for their own health, but also for them to deliver a healthy baby.
So the Prime Minister also launched the Adi Seva Parv under the Adi Karma Yogi Abhiyan today, which will include series of service related activities in tribal regions focusing on, among other things, education, health, nutrition and livelihood. How critical is this mission for improving the lives of the tribal population?
I think the Adi Parv is very important, and the fact that it was launched on Vishwakarma Day is very important, because this is a day when you celebrate people behind tools, behind people who are making, creating artifacts and creating objects with their own hands and tools also. So second very important health component of the Adi Parv is the sickle cell anemia component. So the idea is that Prime Minister has today given over 1 crore cards have been given to tribal populations in Madhya Pradesh to come and get screened for a sickle cell anemia, which is a very typical disease found in tribal societies. All over the country also this screening program is going on for tribals, and nearly 5 crore screenings have already happened, but the government hopes to scale up the effort, and that is also one part of this Adi Parv.
Aditi ji, thank you so much for coming to Akashvani's Spotlight program and sharing your views on this topic.
Thank you so much.
You were listening to a discussion on Swasth Nari Sashakt Parivar Abhiyan and other initiatives launched by the Prime Minister. The participants were Aditi Tandon, senior journalist, and Anubha Rohatgi, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani.
Spotlight.